My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, today we're going to talk about what you should do if your paid ads aren't profitable.
Most people, they start paid ads and like, man, it doesn't work. It's too expensive for me. Keep this in mind. Google and Facebook make billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars or some crazy amount like that. And the reason being is because paid ads do work. If you can't make them profitable, it doesn't mean that paid ads aren't profitable. It just means that you need to adjust your approach. And Eric and I are going to give a few tips on what you can do to start making your paid ads profitable. The first, and I'm going to focus on the conversion end. Eric will focus on the campaign end. On the conversion end, the first thing you can do is add upsells and downsells. If people are checking out, they're buying one product, whether it's for $5, $10, $20, $100, if you can add more upsells and downsells, you can increase your average cart size or your order value or the lifetime value of your customer, which can increase how much you're willing to pay for paid ad spot, a CPM or per click, and you'll also increase the likelihood that your campaigns will be more profitable as well.
All right. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is from a campaign perspective, it's your creative. And a lot of times I think when I used to work in tech, we used to think that we can just put up one ad and we're good to go. And then you realize that the creative has a lot to do with it. So using a Facebook ad library, you can look at your competitors or look at people that you like, or even just scroll through your feed on Instagram or Facebook and save the stuff that you like. Create what we call a swipe file, and then you can draw inspiration from that. And that's what creative is. A lot of times it's iterating on what other people have done already. And so you can use a tool like AdBeat, that's AdBeat, to look at other YouTube ads, other display ads that are out there. But you have to constantly be iterating on your creative, because if your creative is getting, let's say, a 1% click-through rate, which is not bad, but if you can get up to 3%, you're going to get a lot more traffic coming in, and it's going to affect all your down funnel metrics, right? Your CPA, all the other stuff that's down there. And just keep in mind too, from a macro perspective, we expect paid ads to happen, the results to happen immediately. Just yesterday, I met up with someone, and then she was saying how like she just needs the ads to work for her business, right? But it's like, how long have you been doing it for? Oh, like 2 weeks. It's like, no, like it can take 5 to 6 months at times. It can take a long time to get this stuff working. It's a lot of iterations. And if it were easy, everyone would be doing it. It's just that all the case studies that you see out there, people are like, oh, look at this result I got. Look at this result I got, as if it's really easy and you can get that the next day. And then they just blame it on the paid ads, or they blame it on the agency.
Yeah, no, totally. And then the other thing that I always tell businesses is they want to sell right away instead of helping people. If you help people, you can drastically increase your conversions. There's a case study that Google released with Olay, the skincare company. And Olay used to run ads when people typed in keywords like dark circles under eyes. Olay would have an ad that says Olay Eye Concern Treatment Products for Around the Eye. And then they decided, hey, let's change things up and let's create an article that educates and helps people remove the dark circles under eyes and also talks about our products. So when someone Googled dark circles under eyes, the same keyword, they started changing up their ad copy to be what causes under eye circles, easy lifestyle tips from Olay. And the landing page had tips and information. It also sold their product, but it first educated. And that caused an 87% increase in click-through rate, a 30% decrease in the average cost per click, and a 100% increase in site conversion. So not only are they getting better click-through rates, cheaper cost per clicks, they're also getting more conversions. So overall, their campaigns became more profitable because they started helping people first instead of just saying, sell, 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 and buy from me. They're like, let me help you out. And then if you like what I have to say, then buy from me. And it was authentic and it worked extremely well.
Yeah. And so look, because this is a short podcast, there's so much that you can do from we can get really granular. We can talk about the targeting that you're using, the frequency capping, all that type of stuff, right? That stuff that is going to require more work from your end. And I'll really recommend looking at, there's some great paid ads podcasts that are out there. There's some great paid ads resources that are out there. But what I would say from a macro level as well, we just talked about the creative, but we had Billie Jean on this podcast before from Billie Jean is Marketing. Love him or hate him, one really important thing he said, which I think everyone should agree with here, is it's your offer that matters even more than the creative. Because if your offer is a no-brainer, let's say Single Grain or Neil Patel Digital, we're saying, hey, you know what? We'll run your ads for you and you don't pay us until we perform. So we will front all the ad costs, right? That is a no-brainer offer versus what someone says, hey, like, you know, we're going to charge you a $5,000 a month retainer on 15% of ad spend, whatever it is exactly, right? So if your offer is a no-brainer, that's going to affect your creatives and that's going to affect all your down funnel metrics and you're going to perform a lot better. Obviously, you want to, you know, make sure that you're optimizing, you're making all the right tweaks. I believe that's more table stakes now and a lot of people know how to run paid ads. So all that stuff you can figure out later, but we want to talk about the macro stuff that you should be looking at. Neil, anything else?
Make sure you guys rate, review this podcast with us on iTunes, Google Play. We really appreciate it. So that way more people can learn about Marketing School.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.